You are listening to episode 858. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth all week long. I also share a meditation lifestyle technique because it's not just meditation, it's a lifestyle. And so as you are guided in a meditation technique, I encourage you to continue meditating after I guide you through the technique. And after you do the technique, this is when you release the technique and you simply be. That is true meditation, where you're not thinking of a technique, where you're allowing yourself to absorb the beautiful sensations you created in your body. So this episode is for a Tuesday. Every Tuesday, I share a breathing technique. And I also, for the lifestyle technique, it's some way to help improve your health. So the theme for this week is how to be successful. And so you can use meditation techniques to enhance many areas of your life, including how successful you feel. And so I'll be sharing with you one important tip that you can do as you focus on your health this week. One of the most important ways to improve your own health is to spend time around other people who have a kind of healthy lifestyle habits that you wish you had in your own life. And I think I've shared it with you before, and you've heard it many times before from others as well. They say that the five people you spend the most time with, you start to acquire their thoughts and many times their habits. And if you see people and you take a look at their friends, often birds of a feather flock together. So if you are spending time with people who don't really pay attention to their health or wellness, you might consider, of course, not dropping those people out of your life completely, because we have all kinds of friends who are at different places on their journey for health and wellness. So for you, though, as you're meditating and focusing on success, think about people who seem to have this vital energy. And it might not even be from being physically fit or eating exceptionally well. It could just be they have this vital energy. When you spend time with those people, you feel inspired and uplifted. I remember when I lived on the southernmost island of Japan called Okinawa. And when I lived there, the wealthiest woman on the island, they called her Madame Iha. Her name was Shizu Iha. I happened to live in the condos that she owned. She made a lot of her wealth from her husband had been in real estate and invested in Japan and Las Vegas and Hawaii. So they had enormous wealth in real estate. And when he died, she continued to build up their real estate portfolio. So she was really great at real estate herself. And I knew her when she was in her late 70s, early 80s. And she used to walk every morning about 3 to 5 miles a day, and she would walk by vegetable fields and always purchase vegetables. And she'd drop some off at the doors of the people who lived in her condo. It was just a small condo of 6 units, I believe. There were just 6 units. And she lived in the very top floor. It was a full penthouse. And she would gather these vegetables and leave them at our doorstep on her walks. And I just remember how vital and vibrant her health was. Of course, Okinawa is one of the places on the earth where many people have longevity. In fact, there are many centenarians there. So I noticed that she walked so much. She climbed stairs and steep hills and just always was using her physical body. She was in amazing shape. She was incredibly healthy, and her body tone, her muscle tone was fantastic, especially for her age. But really, she looked like maybe she was in her mid-50s, and that's pretty phenomenal considering that she was almost 80. So I started to walk with her on her walks, and I could hardly keep up with her. But I just noticed that she processed a lot of energy when she was walking, and it really uplifted her. And then she would go early in the morning on her walks, and then she would have a full day of investing in real estate, checking on properties, and visiting with friends, cooking her own meals, cleaning her own home. And so I started to really value this movement that she did every single day. She never went a day without walking or doing some form of physical exercise, not at a weight room or a health club. She just got out and walked up mountains and up and down all the stairs of the condo. She didn't take the elevator. So consider the people you spend time with, how they use their bodies, how they treat their bodies. She also ate a lot of vegetables and seafood, and she inspired me to eat the way I do today, which is trying to eat a more low inflammatory type of diet. So I encourage you to think of people you could model that you admire who have great health and see what it is that they do. So with this, let's get you into today's meditation technique. Well, as you are seated, possibly, or maybe you're walking, doing chores, as you listen to this, just kind of settle yourself in and start to pull away from whatever you were doing before you started listening to your daily meditation inspiration. And just notice where you're holding tension in your body and release it. And I want to share with you an important technique that I do almost every time I sit down to meditate. And that is an energization technique from Paramhansa Yogananda, who wrote Autobiography of a Yogi. It's a classic book. And many people in the West learned about meditation and yoga from this book. Well, he did what's called an energization technique that I'm going to share with you right now. What you do is you inhale and exhale sharply. You inhale through your nose, a deep, long, fast type of breath through your nose. And then you hold that breath. And as you do so, you squeeze and tense, really vibrating with tension your whole body. So you'll scrunch up your face, tense your jaw, squeeze your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your stomach, your legs. Really squeeze your whole body. And then you're going to exhale through your mouth, throwing out your breath as if you're just dumping the tension in your body. Letting it go and relaxing your body. And you do this 3 times. This is a powerful way to release anxiety in your body, because when your body is tense and you're harboring anxiety or tension, it's really difficult for your mind to relax. This is a technique that allows you to contrast the tension and the stillness. I want you to spend a lot of time noticing the stillness. After you've created the tension, noticing stillness in your body. So we'll do it 3 times. And then release the technique and go into your own meditation. Just being. If you want me to guide you in a meditation where I use the same technique with you, guiding you through a beautiful meditation, I do that every single day, a fresh guided meditation at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you can receive a 2-week free trial. So you get 14 meditations and it's of a full guided meditation. So I have a little more time to do that there on my subscription site where you receive a daily meditation than sharing it every day here on the podcast. So I share the technique with you today and then the full guided meditation there on sipandom.com. Now, let's do this breathing technique together. So as you're seated, just relaxing your body, spine straight. Inhale sharply through your nose. Take a deep breath, bringing it inward and upward. Really inhaling your breath. Squeezing your body, squeezing your face, your jaw, your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your stomach, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Really squeeze, vibrate that tension. And then throw out your breath. Let your tension just come out, relaxing your entire body as you do so. Do you feel that? Do you notice the difference? Doesn't it feel like you've had a massage? Let's do it again, 3 times total. Go ahead, inhale through your nose, a sharp, long, deep breath. Inhale, squeeze your body. Really squeeze that tension. Feel it, that's your energy. Squeeze your face, your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your arms, your stomach, your back, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Really vibrate that energy. Can take a lot out of you. Just really squeeze it. And then release your breath quickly, rapidly through your mouth. Letting go of your tension. Noticing how you feel in your body. Fantastic. Feel that release. Really pay attention to how that feels. Now let's do this one more time. Last time, best time. Inhale through your nose, a sharp, long, deep inhale. Really drawing in your energy, oxygenating your entire body, squeezing your muscles. Just scrunch your face up, close your eyes tightly. Tense your jaw, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your stomach, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. Really vibrate the energy. Feel it, squeeze it. That's you, that's your energy. Now release it in one long, cleansing deep breath, letting go of the tension in your body, letting it drain away, throw it out. Notice how you feel. Notice this stillness. We often don't notice the stillness. We just notice the tension. I want you to see and feel what this is like. This is your stillness. Now go into your meditation, absorbing these beautiful sensations of stillness you've created within yourself. This is a powerful technique. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.